We are on. Yeah, we're on Chabzayda base. The truth is, though, might as well start from the Chabzayda off of the Mishnah, because until we explain everything, background, might as well start from there. Halach Dalit. Ada Kites. If you take an Eder until the Kites, or Achiyasa Kites, or until Kites begins, or until the Kites, they do the Kites, so until the nation starts gathering the fruit into baskets. Until the kites passes. Until they fold up the little knives, which they use to cut the harvested fruit. Until kutir, which is kites is by fruit, kutir is by grain. Until the nation begins the harvest of wheat, avalok tirshul sorry, but not the harvest of barley. However, alkolafi mokom nidro, everything goes based according to the place where he made his nether. Imhoya bahar bahar, if it's in the mountain, then whatever the time of harvest is in the mountain. We already recall if it's in the valley, then but bikar whatever the time of harvest is in the valley. Kalkolos, when it says baskets, mak, alkolos shotein, alkolos shanok. Is the baskets of figs or baskets of grapes? Which one is it? So it says Manish Mina Minado. Let's turn around from here. The topic of Vazar base. And the Acha Pila Mitzos. Until that it goes by kites until they fold up the knives. East of the Maymar Mitzos, next three words are superfluous. Anovim, is there such a thing as knives for grapes? In other words, these knives which they use are actually knives used to separate the dried figs, because they're pressed together like a cake. They don't press raisins together like a cake. So therefore, when it says speaks about mikzos, it's obviously talking about mikzos teinim, but not mikzos anovim. Right? So therefore, it's going by figs and not by dates. So as much as that true, nishmina minado, let's learn that from here. This is actually another proof. It's not a question. As a matter of fact, the Shai Torah Eretz Yisrael takes out the word Nishmeina, and he has instead V'od. And furthermore, Min Hadot, they will learn out from here. Chad Toin Simukin, this individual who was carrying raisins. All Litzvari came to Tzvari. Shaw Gamliel Zugo, the Rabbi Bobar Zavda, Gamliel the barber, asked Rabbi Bobar Zavda about this, and Omar Lehi said, "Ain't kol Eretz Yisrael oisem masli echod shel tzimukin." This is amazing thing because Eretz Yisrael never produces even one load of raisins. So he says, "What are you talking about? Ain't kol Eretz Yisrael oisem masli echod shel tzimukin?" The Eretz Yisrael can't make one load of raisins. Of course, Eretz Yisrael makes many raisins, many grapes. Okay, Omar Lehi, this is what he rather said. "Ain't mokom Eretz Yisrael oisem masli echod tzimukin." There's nobody in Eretz Yisrael which makes a load like this of raisins. And the way the Mefarshim explained, these raisins were actually pressed together like a fig cake. So this is a unique thing which they were astonished at, because normally figs are pressed in cakes, not raisins. So therefore, the Mikzos applies to figs, not to raisins. Okay? Says the Gemara, it says, Aklos Ktir Saorim, it says in Pasuk by Rus, until the end of the harvest of the barley. So we see that barley harvest is also important. Aklos Ktir Chitim, sorry, Muktir Chitim. Both together. Bottom Arcane, you said our mission, we only take into account the harvest of the wheat, not the barley. Why is that? So it says Marmadu Karya the that which is the Pasuk in Rus, which you just quoted, Bedoromi. That's in the south, where barley is also of significance. And I guess the barley also ripens at a rate which is similar to the wheat. Masnisa Begolio. Amish is in the Galil, where there aren't so many, there's not so much barley. And therefore, in Mishnah, the das of the person who took the net is obviously based on wheat, not on barley. Okay? Not in Akai, it's Begolia. What if he took an oath from the first harvest of figs in the Goliath, the Yololambokim, and then he went down to the lower regions, the valleys. So even though the cutting of the crop is already begun in the valleys where he's gone to, he's not allowed to break his netter until the first fruits are found in the Goliath, because he took his netter in the Goliath. And we said that everything goes by the place where you took your nether. So at a kite, even though it's relative, and some places in the valleys are quicker than other places in the mountains, nevertheless, if you took your nether in the mountains, you have to go by the mountain farms, which is a chumrah. I guess the kulu also would work the other way. You took your nether and they have valleys, and then you went up to the mountains, so you can make like the time of kites in the village, in the valley. We had something about that, yeah, something about where everything about the Makom where you are. Maybe by Bior, the Bior, the Shol Shalot, it's the Bior, something there, by Shemitah. Okay. Adak Shamin. A person takes an oath until the rain falls. Achi, now it's plural, Adak Shamin. That's going to be critical in the mark. Achi, Adak Shamin, until you have rains. Not one, just one rain. Adak Shamin and Achi, Adak Shamin, both the same thing. They're both Achite Revi'ashniyah. They're both until the second rain of the season falls, because the second rain of the season is already Gishamin, plural. Okay? Ashigamir Achia Gizmanash Revi'ah. Ashigamir says until the time of the Revi'ah comes, meaning it doesn't actually have to rain, but it has to be the time of year at which the rain would come. Whatever somebody took an error, Achia Paskukshan, until the Rachid of Sikhokshan, until the rain ceases. So that's Achi Yitzei Nisan Kulos until the entirety of Nisan is over. Divir Rabbi Meir, Kornar Meir. Rabbi Yom Achi Avar Pesach, it's until Pesach is over. Not all Nisan, but rather just Pesach. Rabbi Zira, boy, Rabbi Zira asks a question like this. Amar Ara Geshem. If a person said, by the way, this Aloch and Aloch afterwards are almost identical in the Bible, is there in the Usham. Not quite the same, but almost exactly the same. Rabbi Zira, boy. Amar Ara Geshem, also Achirid Ara Geshem Acher. One second, I forgot what this means. Okay, again, right here, but Amar Ara Geshem. You said until the rain, not Gishamim. Amar just said Gishamim, right? Plural. You said Ara Geshem. Also Achiria Geshem Acher. Perhaps this is it should really be Echon. Perhaps it's only also until the first rain. Tamatun, we learned over there. Ha'omer Hare Olai Eitzim. If somebody says that he wants to bring wood to the base Hamikdash, that's plural. Can bring no less than two blocks of wood. Rabbi Yossi Berebi Amar Baba Memo, or I don't know, Berebi or something. Amar Baba Memo, boy, Baba Memo said, Harelai 8. But everybody said he wants to bring wood. Same question like Rabbi Zira asked by rain, he asked by wood. Person says he wants to bring wood. Maybe Kizarecho, does he bring one piece of wood? No, its standard is two pieces of wood. What if he says, however, instead of says 18, he says 8. And also by standard, there's a second rain, Achu Gshram. But if you said Ara Geshem, does that mean until the first rain or not? So says the Gemara, Amrei Lutzel said, Masnisa Amakin. The Mishnah elsewhere indicates that each piece of wood is separate. Why is each piece of wood separate? I think I might have skipped one. No. Why is that? The Hidra we learned over there, when they do the carbon tunnel in the morning, Shnaim in the procession, there are two Kohanim, B'yodim Shnei Gzir Eitzim. Each one had one of the, we learned, the two pieces of wood. So we see each piece of wood is independent. Says more, not true. Really, they had four pieces of wood. They rabos the Eitzim. and each one was only two pieces himself. The reason why each of his person is two pieces himself is not because he needed more than two. Two is the minimum, two is the max requirement, two is the maximum requirement. But there's a mitzvah in order to make, you know, more wood available to Beis HaMikdash. So actually, this is I know this is not going to cause you too much excitement. This is unique payers. Because normally they say snake lion have in their hands two snakes he creates him, where each one has one gizra. But here he takes them are two separate gizros, and each coin is holding two, not one. And the reason I'm doing that is to bring more wood to the Beis HaMikdash, to the pyre on top of the mizbeach. Okay? Now, Rabbi Yossi, at the Tani, we learned, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Yossi, has called over to tell you Revia. Anyway, it's to do with Revia, the rain which falls and if impregnates the land, I should tell Revia Shneitz until the second rain comes. The rain tell you Revia, it's not contingent on Revia, on the actual raining. Rather, it's until the time of the rainy season. Revia would mean the actual rain. If it's something to do with the rainy season, Achad Yezman Revia, it means until the time when potentially rain will come, even if it didn't come. Tani, we learn Rosh Shiva Gamriel, Omer, Rosh Gamriel says, Shiva Yom Shodabem Kshamim, Velo Pasku. If there's 7 days, this is in the Bible, also in Tani, if 7 days pass and the rain does not stop in the middle of Cheshvan or Kislev, Yesh Ben Kedei Revia Shnia. They're called, they include both rains, both the first rain and the second rain. But 7 days straight includes, encompasses both rains. Why is rain called Revia? Shravas, it copulates with the land. It means it causes the land to be very fertile. Ramir Kedaike, Yehuda Kedaike. Ramir, Rabbi, and our Mishnah argued about when you still have an oath effect when you set out a Kshamim. So they followed one reasoning vis-a-vis Mashiv Ruach Amid HaGeshem, actually. The thing is that we learned over there, I must say, show him Mr. Kshamim, who went to your house for rain, you're the Mashiv Ruach Amid HaGeshem, the same time, Mata. Rabbi Yomach, our Pesach, he says, until Pesach passes. Amir, Achit, Tzinisim, and Dainisim. So that's reflected in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said that Achit, Abu Kshamim, was a machlokes, where between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, whether it's right after Pesach or whether it is at the end of the month. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. I will build Davkov Ches. Koinem Yain Shani Toim Elishana. First, we had this early in the Mishnah. The person has to take an oath not to drink wine for an entire year. Now, needless to say, it was a bummer. Nisab Rashana became a leap year. Right? So that's an additional month. Asaba is also in a leap year. Ubi Bura. And in any extra time added on to the extra month added on. Okay, so that's some leap year for going, so that's an extra month later on. Ad Rosh Adar, a person made an end until the beginning of Adar. Ad Rosh Adar Risha means until the beginning of Adar Risha, not Adar Sheni. Ad Sof Adar, similarly, if you run until the end of Adar, that's also Ad Sof Adar Risha until the end of Adar Risha, not until the end of Adar Sheni. Because again, all these things go after Lashon B'nai Adar. Adamra, that which it says in our Mishnah, that that Nisans were shown in the Dorin. Well, actually, I didn't say it, but that's what I'm trying to infer. Adamra and Nisans were shown in the Dorin. Do we say that Nisans were shown if it's being Neder? Why would you say that, by the way, based on this price? Okay, so that's basically what it says. So Adamra Nisa Roshon and Dorin. Tishrei Rosh Hashanah, oh, that's actually again astonishment. Adamra Nisa Rosh Hashanah and Dorin. So it says, Tishrei Rosh Hashanah and Dorin. No, Tishrei Rosh Hashanah and Dorin. Shalom Temas, what's our mission say? It's obvious you have to wait till Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. It became a leap year, and Tishrei is the month. So it became a leap year in the middle of the year. You obviously have to wait till the end of the year, to whatever, so your Neder elapses. Says Gemara, Shalom Tomar, no, don't think. The reason why it's phrased this way is that you shouldn't think Yala Rosh Chodesh Adar Tachas Elul, that to take a Rosh Chodesh Adar instead of Elul and your nether should end a month earlier, at the end of the year. If Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, and we count on our Sheni, I might say that your nether ends a month before the end of the year. So you have to owe your Osir in Adar and Osir in, because your nether also in the leap month. Rabbi Avishem Rabila said, there's a story about where first they took a nether, and then afterwards there was Ibur Shonach. So they weren't aware of the Ibur Shonach at the time that there was a nether. So however, Avali Ibur v'achake nodar, but they did Ibur and okay, Rabbi Amishem Avila said again, if at the time of the nether they weren't aware of the leap month, so then at the end of the Mishnah it says that Rosh Adar means that Rosh Adar Rishon. Or it says Sof Adar and Sof Adar Rishon. Because at the time he took the nether, he only was aware that there was going to be one Adar, not more than two Adars, right? So obviously he only had in mind the first Adar, right? But if they made the Hebrew year, and then afterwards he made his nether, so he already knew that this was going to be a leap year. So in that case, his includes Adar Sheni, and then his nether takes effect not just for Adar Rishon, but for Adar Sheni as well. Okay? Now let's jump, says Gemara. Loshan, in terms of rental, makes no difference. In other words, in terms of rental, actually, we make the guy pay for the extra month. It's no different. Zeomer either rishon zeomer either shady. However, what if each side is adamant, and each side says that they own for Adar, right? Adar Sheni, right? The tenant says when he signed the document it was for Adar Sheni, and the landlord said you do not. Okay? So in terms of that, Lian Tzchar Batim Loshani is Omer Adar Rishon, is Omer Adar Sheni. Doesn't matter. Each one has a different perspective. Yachloku Chodesh Ibur. So you divide up the month of the leap month. Half of the money gets paid, and half of the money gets retained by the tenant. Is that clear so far?
What if the lease is an annual,
it's
not a monthly? So, what happens to that extra month?
If it's annual, and they knew there was possibly being an Ibur Yor, tough on the renter and the tenant. That's about right. See that way. So, getting says more. Rabbi Avin Bishar Lian Tzchar Batim Lo Shai Zom Adar Rishon Zom Adar Sheni Yachul Chok Chodesh Ibur. They should divide up the extra month. Isa Chamei, so says Mara, come see what you're doing. I don't know what you're doing. With the Dorim Leisar Choshish. In terms of Neder, you don't make them split the extra month. You say the Neder only applies to Adar Rishon, not to Adar Sheni. Where Neder is more severe. But in terms of money, you split it because you don't know where the Chodesh Ibur is going to go. How come all of a sudden it's big kumra by the bottom line? Says Marmet. What? We're doing bottom line for both here, right? Because we're splitting. Am Rabbi Yehuda said, V'hein she'ibru v'chakach hiskir. We're talking about again where they got pregnant. They knew not pregnant. They knew that it was going to be a leap month, and then they rented out nonetheless. So it includes the rental month. But if a person went down, then they made a limud after this little bedoya, he's now responsible to provide the apartment for that time. Okay? So the only responsible to provide it if he knew ahead of time. Right? We need to. Is there a problem? He said to buy the paper, right? Hi, what do we, how do we difference? El Jacosin Adar Shani, when we're writing a document, Adar Shani, we write a Tinyon. We write that Adar Tinyon means second time around. You know, Mayor Shani, Koisev, tough, Vidalin, Vidal. All you need to do is write a tough, you don't need a longer hand than that. Okay? Says Mishnah further, Rabino Makonim Yanitra, and he told him about Chair Pesa. He buys wine until Pesa. What do you mean by that? Ain't usher out of the Pesach. He's only usher until up to a 9 o'clock, the eve of Pesach. So his Gavin said when he said until Pesach, he only had in mind so the time when people normally drink. As long as they're still eating to that point. So you understand what I'm trying to say?
We're saying that the Seder is not included.
Right, that's the saying. The Kiddush is the later cases. But here, the Leil Pesach, he's allowed to drink wine already because he wants to do the Arba Kiddushes. Right. I'm at Clinton Buster Shane 20 minutes, so. What about if he said, I don't want to taste meat until Yom Kippur? So here we say it's different as well. We say, Eino Osir Elav Leili Atzom. He was only had Osir to the eve of the fast. Because the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So it's Gavit Elav Choshim Neir Ocham Lecho. It's going to have time when normal people normally eat basa. Rabbi Yossi Benosh Rabbi Yossi Benosh Omer. Rabbi Yossi son of Ishmael said, Konam Shum Sheni Toim. A person says he's not going to taste any garlic. Actually, Shabbos, until Shabbos comes. Ain't also a later Shabbos, because he's only also until Friday night. So it's Gavin say, oh, I trust you, there, I'm a little humiliated in my thoughts and stuff. Until the time comes around, people normally eat garlic. And people normally eat garlic Friday night. That's a custom, and I'm supposed to eat garlic Friday night. Okay? Says the Gemara, I'm going to have a son, he says, when I'm going you don't come and take from my warehouse for your skin a measure of wheat, which they chavil shai, 2 measures of wine. Somebody said that I raise the yochalav and eat a shalapi chacham. You can be matir's netter without even a chacham, because obviously he took this netter just as an incentive to get the guy to take his food, right? Somebody says to his friend, I'm not going to have any benefit for you unless you take money from me for your son, right? He obviously doesn't mean to make a real nether. It just means to try and convince him, to encourage him, right? So that's why he doesn't even need a chacham to be mad to this nether. That's partially even. It's like nidre shaykigin, nidre oinsim, nidorim, which I made a full intent, right? And that's what it says, raise your chol face and your shlop your chacham, the yomer lo, and he could say, should be kum amati l'chol, or b'nei kvoidi, the only reason I took an edit because of my own honor, so kvoidi, my kvoidi is not a b'mochi. V'chein ha-melech ha-vei so to somebody says, friend, shein ha-nana li, you can't have any benefit from me, im ein ad bo ha-vei so ni kur ha chachidim, if you don't give my son a store of fakwa of grain, u'shtei chavil shal yayin and 2 bottles of wine,
Rabbi Meir says this is forbidden. Ad shiya yitain. In other words, the konam takes effect. Kacharamim abse yochel lo aferes nidro. He can also nullify his vow. Shaloh api chacham imudar chacham. V'yam lo arein kilnis kabalti. And could say is if I received already what you were supposed to give me. So he can even, I don't know, lie is the right word, but be moide falsely that he received that which he was supposed to receive as part of the deal. Okay? Is that clear?
So it's reversed. Here he's saying you won't get an offer me unless you take it
right
from my side.
That's right.
So that one already holds.
Right. Right. Okay? Here we share Rabbi Yochanan said, Afarishim and Machlokas. They argue also in the first case that the case of Kodem Yayishay Toy Manchia Pesach, that there Rabbi Meir also holds it goes on past Pesach until whatever time was stipulated. Amrei B'zir Zir said B'stam Chalukim. Chalukis is generically. Marachem says, "Well, what are you talking about?" Im generically. What does he mean? Im b'sher b'shave. Im b'shezel ma'im nekvodu zel ma'im nekvod kodo. If each one said, "Come meet nekvod kodo," because of his honor, the akol asur, everything is forbidden. Now this is what everyone, each side says in the issue that they want their own covet. They're makpid on their own covet. In other words, this guy says, I'm not going to give you my stuff unless you eat by me. And this refusal guy refuses to take any stuff because he doesn't want to eat by him. So in this case, each guy is makbid on his own cover. So therefore, when one guy is makbid on that, it's not sufficient. They would both actually makbid the neder in this case. Okay? Because each guy has his own kveda he has to get rid of, right?
excuse me.
He, however, which is Zel Maim Nekvodi, I took that because of my covet.
Zel Maim Nekvod Choyamati, I accept it because of, indeed, because of your covet.
So, Divya Kovmut, in this case, is Mimati Shlobi Chacham, because everybody knows at this point it was up for the covet of one of the two people, and whenever he says, well, he's not interested in the covet anymore, they can cancel it, even without the benefit of a basin. Hell, that's all, Yeah, okay, okay. What are we talking about here in our Mishnah, the Machlokas? The stop. Well, we don't know. Nobody specified what the intent of the intent here is. So, Rameh Mestami Kamanah Amnei HaKovin. Rameh says the stam portrait is like a stam neder. About is we now covered. It says your Rebbe. I lost my place. The third line from the bottom. It says your Rebbe, but the Troy Terrace is close to my mayor. Mayor Mestama Kimo, it's as if, it generically, it should be instead of the Omar, Shazel Omar Mnekvoidi, and there's a whole line missing, but Zel Omar Mnekvoidi. It's often the Shari Terrace, so based on the rhyme. In other words, the mayor says, a stam is like each person's makbid in his own cover. And therefore, the neder cannot be nullified by one side alone. You need both sides to be in order to be matir the neder. Right? Rabbanan says, stam is a generic neder of the sort. Kamisha Zerah may be kvoidi. It's like once the guy says because of his own cover, the Zerah and the other guy acquiesces. Or may be kvoidi chav matir agree because you're covered. Then in that case, we're matir shlo people chacham. Rabbi Yassi, boy, come Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yassi says for Rabbi Yochanan. Mas Nisa, our Mishnah, Rav Shim Gamliel. I was like Rav Shim Gamliel. Rav Shim Gamliel. Rav Shim Gamliel said, "Call ikva she'enemy mana." Anytime she's not making the prom, her raise a get. It's considered to be a valid get. Now, let's talk about a case where she made a stipulation that I'm only going to divorce you on the condition that you serve my father for the next 2 years, right? And then the father said he doesn't like this. This slave, which he got, right? This man or this woman's slave. He wants to get rid of him, right? So there, Rav Shim Gamliel says, okay, the condition not fulfilled. She didn't serve for 2 years. But since the ikva is not mimena, since she made herself available, I raise a get. It's a valid get. You see that? Okay? A vow get means as long as she made herself available. So here too, she made herself available, she wouldn't be subject to censure. The only time, the only time she's subject to the censure is when she's causing the promise. So here too, in our case over here, in the Dorim, we'd say that the only case where there's a problem is where they're both makbid, where they're both makbid, but now only one is makbid, one is willing to give in. Or if nobody's makbid, right? Then there wouldn't be a problem being matir shalom pi chacham, right? If everybody's on the same wavelength, it'd be matir shalom pi chacham. The chacham is necessary because when people are not on the same wavelength, to put them on the proper wavelength. So does that make any sense? In other words, the assumption here is that if I took the netter just for bluster, and you agreed with me because of my blustery position, we don't need a chacham to be maturate. If one of us meant it seriously in opposition to the other party, then we need a chacham to be maturate.
Well, in the first case, if he agrees with the guy
that's taking
the netter, then there's no need for the netter.
No, he agrees with him on the terms of the netter.
Oh,
on terms of the netter, right. So, as long as neither side's repeating, it's valid. He said, no, Shani Yochum and Eisichas Neder. Here, even Rabbanan agreed that the Neder is canceled because it's a Pesach. Right? If everybody's on the same wavelength and says that whenever they're taking the Neder, so then that's a Pesach. A Pesach doesn't exist by a get. There's no such thing as a Pesach to make a get work or not work. But here, your Pesach works to undermine the Neder. Rabbi Yosef said, I don't stand what you're saying. But these are cases in our Mishnah where you don't need a Pesach. Because you're not being matir based on a Chacham. You're being matir independently based on your understanding of each other. So it says, this place that in order to say this, we have to say it's going to Shring Gamliel. The Shring Gamliel says, just like where the Ikuv is not from her, it's a valid get. So to here where theoretically each side agrees to the other side, so then it's about valid nether even without being you can dissolve nether even without resorting to a basin. So it says Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yonah said lo, not true. Can tell you about even according to Abana, not according to Shingambio, Uvada tell Nitra Badova Nukayon. As long as he specifies. So words if it's Stam, then Taka we need to have a Chacham. Can't be matineta. But regardless of who's impeding. But here it's talking about a case where he made a nether, his nether contingent on something. Right. So he's saying it's not. Rashid Amiel said by Gittin, whatever impediment comes from her is a problem in the get. Whatever impediment does not come from her is not a problem in the get. Right? So, example, if the father would not use her as a slave, so it's not her impediment, the get is a valid get, right? But Rabbanan don't agree with that. Rabbanan holds the get is not a valid get, even if the equal is from her. From him, sorry. Even if it was only for him, not for her, she's willing to be a good divorce, it's still not a valid get, and it's not over till it's over. Okay? So now the issue is over here. What do we do with that machlokas over here? This case over here, where it says, Tini Goyen Lekar Shin Gamliel. Because otherwise, how is the Tnai dissolved here without being matir nether by a chacham? It must be that it's like Rav Shin Gamliel, who says that any time neither side is preventing, so the get is valid. So it's over here, neither side is causing a problem, so the nether can be nullified without a chacham. Says more, no, it can even go according to Rabbanan. Man, maybe I'm just talking about a nether al tnai, right? That's what it says here. Tol nitro b'dovan ha-kayon. Al tnai, of course you don't need to be a chacham be matir. Because al tnai, as long as the tnai was not fulfilled, so then automatically the netter is null and void. Okay? So no matter what, the netter is null and void here. I could do new the boy Mason way. Does that make that clear at all? No.
As as long as the Rebbe is not fulfilled.
If the Tanai is not fulfilled. He says, as long as the Tanai, he's saying, how's it going to work out according to Rabbanim? According to Rishon Gamliel, I understand it's going to work out, because Rishon Gamliel holds, whenever there's no impediment, so it's a valid get, so we can say, whenever there's no impediment, so here, the nether falls through, even without a chacham. What about according to Rabbanim, holds that even their impediments are from her, even the impediments are not from her, still the get is not a valid get over there. As long as she didn't fulfill the condition. So here too, you know, even though nobody's impeding upon the netter falling through, but the netter's on the books, so you should need a heter chacham. Right? It can't be that Rishon Gamliel said, whenever the impediment is only is not from her, it's a valid get. So here too, whenever nobody's causing impediment, if the nether is validated, I'm getting confused myself. It's really straightforward, and I'm just getting confused. Look, Rashi Amil says by get, whenever the ikva is from her, the get is now a valid get. Whenever the ikva is from him, the get is a valid get. Okay? It's not her fault. So to here we would say by nether, wherever everybody agrees, it was only a nether which had to do with certain conditions, right? Such as he wanted him to eat by him and he didn't want to eat by them. And now they're willing to let bygones be bygones. The nether can be mutter, shalopi, takoras chacham. Because shalopi yater chacham. Because we all know that there's a Pesach here. He only was doing it for a certain situation. It didn't work out. That's nice. So look at Rishon Gamliel. What about the old Kohen Rabbanan? That no matter where the ikva comes from, it doesn't matter who's makif. But the get is still not a valid get. So here too, it doesn't matter what our excuses are. Lemaisa, there's a valid nether on the market here. Says more, no, it's not a valid nether. It goes like a nether al tznai. Why is it a nether al tznai? Because the sides of the door, I'm only taking on the assumption that this would have some sort of positive impact, right? If it didn't have that positive impact, right? So then the time is not mukuyim, the net is no void, even without the chacham being involved. Okay, so it's not a big deal. What?
The logic is
okay, so that's okay. So it says, well, maybe you're again, a little bit about Nitro Bedarvan again. Tell you about a case where a guy made his net a contingent on something. I could do an Udaboy Mesomai. Now it says, well, that's Udaboy Mesomai law. This all works out where he wanted to this could be work out where the guy wants to give. So which I made a nether, let's say, in our mission that I'm not going to have any enough of you unless you give my son $1,000, right? So if the guy wants to give the $1,000, so now I can moichel to say as if I received it, and therefore the nether is terminated, right? Barana ud lo boy masonly. What about the guy doesn't want to give $1,000? So what am I going to be moichel? Yachar amalei. So then he can say like this. He can say, lo boy selim mivdekinach. I didn't expect you to give anyway. I was just trying to check you out to see what kind of skinflint you actually are. Came to Chamisa Mitzvah. Now I see your anguish, putting anguish into this. Even though I know you're not going to give me anything, I really can just about to satisfy my goals, and it's as if I receive the money and the netter is nullified. Okay, big chiddush, but that's what it says.
It's like a Pesach.
What?
It's like a Pesach.
Yeah, it's a Pesach. The problem is it sounds made up. That he really wanted $1,000, or saying now he didn't really want $1,000. Alright. Hoyim Asavim Bo Lasesis Basachosu. They were trying to persuade an individual to marry his niece. Vame said, Koyim Shinaneh, say, hold up. I'm answering, I know upon myself forever. The Chenim Agarish Yisrael says, so to somebody divorces his wife. Vame says, my ex, I hate her guts. Koyim Shinaneh, sleep, no benefit for me. Loyal him forever. I really was just bluster. They're allowed to derive benefit from it. Rishloi's comments are Rishloi Mishas. He really just wants Hasnin to have, relationships with them, but not the Hasr physical relationships, the monetary relationships. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudahi. This is going to be Rabbi Yudahi. I call it the Neder. Everything is based on the Neder. And here it's clear to us that the Neder has to do with really the relationship, not with the actual monetary content. This really is superfluous here. The Mashbir says going the next Mishnah, but it's not so important. I'm writing the next line. I'm writing the Rabbi Yudahi, the Rabbi Yudahi, call with the Neder. So to the same, if somebody divorces his wife, it's like somebody who didn't want to marry his niece, and everything is based on the Neder and the place and locale, the conditions where he took it. So if somebody was trying to persuade his friend to eat by him, Armei says, the person says who's being invited says, I'm not paying you not to go into your house. And people are so ashamed to him, I'm not even going to take a cold drink for you. Mutually because of pesos, not to go to his house. We should have been in and to drink for him cold grinch. So he's coming to El Hashem Achil Vashti. I only wanted to ask for that eating and drinking, not anything else. Okay? Omar Vyasir says, Adoa Mas teacher us Tahin the Mashbil Chavei Dlo Yecho. The person today makes his friend takes an oath against his friend should not eat. Hahein Ochel Vahein Avar. It's talking about that meal and that food. Avar here is like Ibur. It's that meal and that food, meaning that it only applies to that situation, not to any subsequent situation. This nether was try a tool to try and get him to eat there just for this one meal. He wasn't meant to be a permanent nether, even though it darn straight sounded like one. That wasn't what he intended to do. Okay, there are a couple of other Perushim here. The Shai Teres Yisrael wants to in this argument in the Rambam, and I'm bringing this down because it's interesting, Rambam. The Rambam says, if I'm madir you, I say, you're not allowed to drive, and the Rambam says, if I take a nether, you're not allowed to drive any benefit from me, and then you do eat my stuff, who gets slaughtered? There's a fundamental question which I never never dealt with before. That's what you would think, right? That's what Shai Teretz Yisrael translates here. He says, I ain't the Mashal Chavrei. Or here it says, Amadi l'chavrei, because of the Shai Teretz Yisrael. Lo yecho, ha'ein ocho, the guy who eats, ha'ein ovar, he transgresses, he gets what? Rama says, fakir. It says, if I'm madir you, for you it's not osir. You didn't take a nether, I took the nether. If I provide you with a no, I say, here, eat this. And then afterwards I say, it was us anymore, it was madir you. Then I get flogged. Because I'm the one who transgressed my nether. So fascinating Ram, makes sense.
You forced him to have a no.
Right. But according to Ram, unless he took the nether, he can never be oiver on Lo Yachol Dvoro. Isn't that a fascinating thing?
It makes sense if the person who made the nether was caused the person.
Yeah, he put give me a cup of wine to another. Right. Okay. And the Shai Teretz Yisrael learns that this Gemara comes to argue in the Rambam. This is where it says the guy who eats transgresses, not the provider, not the facilitator, but the guy who eats. Okay, but I like the Rambam. I don't see why we want to learn this Gemara to argue in the Rambam. I never knew the Rambam before, but that's what Rambam says. Yor Sameach changes the gears here. Yor Sameach says, Hain the Mash Chavet lo yechol, Hain oichol that food, Vain Chaver. Not that Avar, but Hain Chaver is that person. But anybody else is not subject to the nether. Well, that's Pasha. I don't know exactly why that's a Chiddush. Okay, new parah. Rabbi Elazar Meir, very interesting Gemara, because I had to wake up for this one. Talking to myself. Rabbi Elazar Meir, Paiskin la'adam b'chavet avivimah. They say the person, Yanko, Kibbutz ain't to make Nidorim like you just made. It doesn't pass. Right? Your parents are going to be embarrassed. And that word, if he says, Taken. So then that's a Pesach. Give me Matin Neder based on that. Rabbi Elazar. Okay? Chachon say it's not a Pesach. Rabbi Yitzhar, so it said, Pishpash! I actually place the Chavit Aviv Yom instead of being Pev. You're going to be possessed with the honor of his father and mother. You have to call the Chavit Amokim. They should say, Yanku, what about the Chotzen Hashem? Hashem doesn't want Nidorim.
And him Cain ain't the Dorim. That's case would be known the Dorim. So obviously we could, he's arguing, taking it to the absurd in order to say that covet of the aim is not a reappest for another. It has to do with keeper of aim directly. So then, then we can mention keeper of aim to him as a factor which should generate a Pesach. Now, Rabbanan say, all this is not the Babli. Not anything. Except for one couple of lines in the Gemara, but also basically not the Babli. Rabbanan, Chazaka should be She'en Adam or She'i Adam. She'en Adam Mami covered Aviv Imo. A person, of course, if they went to prison and said, Yankos against Kibbutz, nobody would have the chutzpah to say, I want to disrespect my father and mother. So therefore, it's not a valid way of gauging a Pesach, because everybody will lie and say, Chas v'sholem, I would never want to disrespect my father and mother, and be an automatic Pesach, which everybody have, even if they really didn't mean it. Whereas Rabbi Lez, goes against Kavod Avraham Aim, so it is a valid Pesach to use. Now, the Tzidur as Yor Samach explains, because the person very often assumes his father might be Mechulim. They're not so going to be so Machman on their Kavod. Right? It's the Meshach Chochma explains, the Parshat Kisaba. Motor Rebbe ever in those veins, and the Meshach Chochma says it very nicely, the Rebbe can see it's Lacham Miso Sheino Mami. But after your parents' death, Rahman al-Islam, then if you go and ask the guy after his parents' death whether he's going to, what about Kibbutz Avayim, then he'll lie. Then when the Chazan is going to lie, he's going to say, yeah, for sure, Kibbutz Avayim is a valid factor by me. Why would you lie at that point? And why can't we use it every day, Matzah Neder? Because during his lifetime, he was assumed his parents will be Meichelim. But after his parents are not around anymore, how can you assume his parents are going to be Meichelim? So therefore, he'll even use the Pesach if it's not a valid Pesach. You see that? Because in a lifetime, it says, I'll make shalom with my father later on. After that, he's afraid to do that. Okay? Similarly, I call Modim Kavod Rabbi Sheino Mami. Again, the Meshach Chochma explains this very nicely. He says that Kibbutz Rabbi Lezot Rav Shemocha Kvoto Ein Kvoto Mochel. So therefore, he's not going to rely on his Rebbe being Mechelim for the nether he took against his Rebbe's honor. So therefore, he's going to lie and say, yeah, for sure, I would not have taken this netter had I known my Rebbe would have been upset. So therefore, not posterior to the person with the covet of his Rebbe, even though his father, while they're alive, we do use. Rebbe, even while he's alive, we don't use him. The Tzniyat Zilin Morabcha Khmer Shemayim, it's not Nita Mechil. Okay, now, so the Gemara Mishnah said, let's be posterior with covet Amoko. And if that's the case, ain't the darn. So it says, that's quoting Cain ain't the darn. So what? So lo ye ain't the darn. Let there not be the darn. Why do we need the darn in the veld? And a chanami, let's own the darn and own voli because of the Pesach, covered Hashem. It says, no, can't say it. Vaksi, because it says, Vaidabir Moshe Moshe Amatos. Moshe spoke to the tribes. Torah Parish Moshe Matos, and there it says that Parish Darm is contingent on the head of the Matos. Shumatim Sidrem. That the heads of the Matos should be Matinet. The heads of the matas are shreifti. And Shreifti says the chokhma being matir neder. Like we do every year, I know the difference between Pesach and Chavotah. You have notes about Pesach, not about Pesach. If you say every neder has a Pesach of Kavod Shamayim, then you don't need chachomi to be matir neder. Any three guys in Shul can do that. As they talk to do Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah morning, right? So therefore, Im Kain, Nimtze Imayim Ad Kain, right? Nimtze Yisrael Kepash Doim Min Ator. They can't work. Rabbi Yirmi asked, Ata Repos Lom Kovri Imo, Dvorim Shebeino Lubein Amokom, Aiv Tuchulo, Bekovri Amokom, unpunctuate. Ata, but you say, Pos Lom Kovri Aviv Imo, you can speak about Kivri Avein, Dvorim Shebeino, by things which are, have two Kivri Avein. Dvorim Shebeino Lubein Amokom, Aiv Tuchulo, Bekovri Amokom. So it's, but you're saying that when that's with Kovod HaMakom, you can't take it into a factor, as into account. Why not? Well, if that's the case, Matat Dvarim Shebeinu Lebein Aviv, Posel Kovod Aviv Imo,
if you're going to say, but on the other hand, you're still in the same thing by Kibbutz Aveim, if it's between the father and mother and you, then we do this Kibbutz Aveim. So if that's the case over here too. Okay, true. If it's something to do with some not eating bananas. So I can understand that neti can't be put up for Kibbutz Aveim, because their Kibbutz Aveim is indirect. But just like when the neder directly has to keep it of aim, we're posek and keep it of aim, so the neder directly has to do with Hashem, should be able to be posek in Hashem's covenant. So the Shami gives a very profound answer. Amazing answer. It says, well, this mamash is almost straight out of Reb Chaim Volozhin. It says here, no, eitz the covenant amakum. What do you want to say covenant amakum is? Kigon sukkah sheni yaisa. The person says he's not going to make a sukkah. Lula nei sheni not going to take lula. Tefillin shein nois, I'm not going to put on tefillin. Vayinu kavod hamakom, you want to say this is kavod hamakom? Mashmalei, if a person listens to the Ratzon Hashem, take out the dalet. Try to throw things out. L'nafsheihu ma'aneh. There's nothing in your heart, in your relationship with Hashem, which concerns Hashem. Whatever mitzvahs you do are for your benefit. Whatever avarice you do are for your detriment. It's a gevaldige pshati, which I'm saying. By kibbutz aveim, that things are shown again, the father and mother, which caused them pain, or caused them joy. But by Hashem, it's not nogei Hashem. Hashem gave you the system for your good, not for his good. So therefore, there's no such thing as something which is nogei kovod hamakom. Isn't that amazing, pshat? And that's what it says here. Kadol, like that which it says, im tzodakto mati teilo, if you do tzedakah, what could you do for a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Im chatasa mati vabo, if you sin, what activity is against Hashem? Rabbi Yana said, once we're on a tangent, kol Hashem el Yitzor, anybody listens to Yitzorah, kilu oibet av Yitzorah, it's as if he worships av Yitzorah. Ma tam, why is this important, Arkmar? Because lo yebecho el Zor, those tishtachavel el mechor. It's Becha El Zor. Zor should be Kibecha. If you live to an Aveira, you're listening to Avodah Zorah within yourself. You're not damaging Hashem. You're listening to your own self, which is your own Avodah Zorah. Zor should be Kibecha. Alta Mechel Lech, don't make him a king over you. So here, so it's the same idea that this is something which is within you. It's not something between you and Hashem. Nevertheless, now we go into Pesachim. I don't think he's in the Bavli. At least not here. Which are kind of outlandish, but the Rav Moroim used to use them as Pesach Pesachim anyway. Shemel Lagish Pesach. He used to use Pesach this. Ili Yisrael there, were you to know Shah Noder, so many days later, Kil Noisen Kilo Tzavoro. It's as if he puts a collar, you know, not a, you know, like a chain, whatever it's called, a yoke on his, on, not a yoke, well, you know, like so many prisoners walk around with. It's as if he puts a collar out Tzavoro. Noder Yisrael, would you have taken the Neder? And you know what a nether is like, he would tell the guy? The kisturia shoyso veris. A guy takes nether is like a kisturia, like the wife of the warden of the prison walks by, the raw koilaponui, and sees an open prison shackle, the chmisa soshotel, which she thinks is a necklace, and she puts her head inside. So to somebody takes that, he thinks he's doing something nice, it's an idiot. So were you to have known that you've taken a nether, that's the Pesach he would use. And then we said, continuing on, he says, I'll show you that that's what a nether is. Because it says, Lesor Isor al Nafsho. Right? That's what a nether, Lesor nether is an Isor. What's an Isor? What kind of line is that? It's like it says, Kumar Dathama, it says, Vuasar Bezikin. He was enchained in chains. So that's what he says. That's a Pesach for Eish Lakish. Rabbi Yonasan gave a similar Pesach. He said, Ilo Yisrael, there we used to have known. Shanoida Kibona Bama. So he takes Neder, like he's building an altar. Vamakaimon, he fulfills his Neder. Kamakilov, it's like he's sacrificing on the Bama outside the Beis HaMikdash. Noida Yisrael, would you have taken the Neder? Vikashia. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, how can you make such a comparison? Avodah Zorah B'Skila. So this Bein Abama is Avodah Zorah. It's like, it's B'Skila. Fanadorim, okay, it's bad, but it's only a low sasay. Bata Mar Tachin, you're comparing the two. Yeah, Leisach, it is comparison, says Mar. Leisach El Ka'ayda Mar Rabbiyana, it's no, nothing other than that which Rabbiyana said. Kol Shemei El Yitzro,
kilo of azor. Anybody who listens to the azor, I'm coming in a minute. Davin. Kaya kilo of azor. It's every worship of azor. Rabbi Yitzchak Pasach Yitzchak gave a similar pasach. Pasach. Ilai said they're weird to have known. Shanoi the kilo noito cheref. If somebody who takes that, it's like he takes the sword, the doikro belibo, and he runs it through his own arm. Noida yiso. Would you take a nether? Yesh boy, and the positive teacher us this and said, Yesh boy, that. So he expresses himself, kimakeros cherev, it's like being sold by, run through by a sword. Now the chenina, the sperm shem pincha said, kimedakir engseed, it doesn't say kimedakir singular, el kimakeros. Plural. After you took a nether from a loaf of bread, wolf you eat, wolf you don't eat. Eat achil, you eat of amnesia, you transgress nether. Eat lo achil, but if you don't eat, right? It's like, you know, you're going to be hungry and you're going to conflict yourself. Ketzel says, so what do you have to do? And oil ketzel chacham. And Vumata Nidro, he goes to Chodri Mataneta, Veloshul Chachomim are paying language of Chomim heals. Three more lines. Hadir Sharitza says, another Pesach. Lo Daecho Mashasucha Teiro. Teiro wasn't enough. You need to be a Chosach of Machmir. El Shetamar, Vakish Lesser, Lechot Vorim Achim. You want to ask for other things by yourself? We don't have this philosophy anymore. Right? Okay, now this is the end of the Pesach, although it's not really the end. Tomorrow night we'll talk about Charota. That's the next thing. Having Matanera based on Charota.